You are listening to River West Radio on WXRWLP 104.1 FM in Milwaukee. And it's time to breathe. Breathe with me as I inhale. Enjoy life with Amber.
Hello.
Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you again as well.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
How should I think?
You should think in pink confetti.
I will try.
That is how. I'm not going to tell you how to think, but... So we're going to start off today with a Notice the Beauty segment. We did this once before. It's a little bit about just noticing the beauty around you and being appreciative of what's going on for you and what's going on in your life. So a couple prompts. The first one is, what's something that's going right for you this week? How about you?
I would say I like how radio is going this week.
Okay.
One of my highlights was Sandy and Mud River Lee made a jingle for WXRW.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, so that's some of the beauty around me.
Definitely something that's going right.
Amber, what about the beauty around you?
For me personally, I had a great day nannying yesterday. The baby and I were like, best buddies. He was in a really good mood despite the fact that he's teething right now. but he slept well, he ate well, we went on a great walk together. We even had a couple special moments where I got out my lunch and I started to open up all the little baggies with food, and the crinkling caught his attention. He was playing on the carpet in front of me. He turned around, he crawled right over and he started climbing up onto my lap. And then he ate lunch with me. Like, some of the food, like a banana, when I peeled it open, I could kind of take some in my fingers and mash it a little bit, and he'd take it from me and he'd eat it. And it was just a really nice shared moment where it's like, yes, you're learning, you're developing, and also we're friends. So that's something that went right for me this week.
How old?
He's 8 months. He's about to be 8 months. So, yeah, it's been amazing to see, you know, babies progress really fast.
Crinkle means food.
Crinkle means food. But in the case of a dog, crinkle means walk, because he hears the plastic bags. And he's just like, woo. All right, the next one. Who are you thankful for today? Who in your life today are you really just thankful that they are around?
Definitely my parents.
All right.
86 years old. Shout out to Fred and Lucille.
Nice. So for some people, this might be a coworker, someone who helped you in the past month, your child, someone that has just made you feel like the weight on your shoulders has been lifted a little bit. Honestly, for myself, this is a lot of people. my boyfriend, Alexei, really helped me out the other day. I wasn't feeling so good. He just really catered to everything I needed.
Not feeling well physically or mentally?
Kind of both. But he really stuck around, made sure I was okay, you know. When things are getting really difficult, he's always really by my side. So I was really thankful for him. And I'm also very thankful for my mom. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thankful for my dad for taking care of all the things he does for me. My little brother, just everyone. Really thankful for everyone. Is there something somewhere in front of you that you can appreciate? This is easy for me. Piano. How could I not?
Easy for me. Microphone.
Nice.
Soundboard.
How about you guys? If you're driving in your car, if you're doing the dishes, is there something in front of you?
Here, let's take a little moment. Why don't you play a little music while...
Sure, while they think of...
the beauty around them. Simple beauty.
True.
It's a nice thing to think about. A nice thing to feel. There's no price for beauty.
It could just be a color in front of you. Oh, God. I appreciate colors all the time. Just colors alone, aside from all the nature or things that I've bought that are in my house that I really appreciate getting to look at. Every day, because I spent the money on it because I liked it, and I still do, you know?
Or those clean dishes that
right, when
minutes ago
clean.
were all dirty and caked with last night's food.
What's one compliment that always stuck with you? For some people, this is going to be immediate, you know?
Not
some
me.
Really? Sometimes, I mean, if you think about it a little bit, if you think about any compliment you've ever heard about yourself, there's going to be one that might jump out at you.
Okay, one jumped out at me.
All right.
Here's a good compliment. Somebody laughing at something I said.
There you go. That is a really good, and that compliment never expires. Yeah,
so you have some that have stuck with you. What's...
For me, well, I always liked, I guess when people would compliment my hair or my eyes, you know, they're nice features on anyone, like hair and eyes are like kind of a big thing, I'd think. Sometimes it, you know, it can totally, there are some people I'd recognize around school campuses because of their hairstyle or color. And pretty eyes are just a nice...
Eyes are one of those things where everyone has pretty eyes.
Right.
When we get to that fundamental thing of the actual eyeball itself, and it has whatever color it is, and mm-hmm. then one has their preferences, but it's a pretty amazing organ.
Yeah, my older brother asked this question when we were all eating breakfast together, like, what is... everyone's favorite eye color, and when it got to me, I was like, I don't know. I like everyone's eyes.
Fun fact about me: I have a green eye and a blue eye.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Green and gold, and blue and yellow.
It's easier to see on a cat.
Yes, it's more comfortable to look at both eyes on a cat.
Yeah. But another compliment I got that really stuck out to me, just because it was kind of different, was. When someone told me, I remember I was in a gym, I was shooting a basketball around, it was kind of a free day in gym, and a couple girls were sitting off to the side talking to each other. You know, you were able to do whatever you want. You could play around, or you could sit, or you could whatever. And I kept noticing they were looking at me and talking about me, and then they shouted out to me, and they said, "Do you know you look foreign? You look like... you're from a different country or something." And I thought that was cool. I like being from here, but it's cool that maybe I look like someone who can blend in easily to other places. I don't know. It seemed like, oh, you think I'm worldly or something like that. It was kind of different, you know?
It's better than, you look like you're from Jupiter.
Yeah. Much better than that. All right. Well, that's everything we've got for the Notice the Beauty segment. I hope you guys kind of took a look at what's around you or what's in your heart, what's in your head today, and found something that you can appreciate. So next we're gonna move on to we're gonna depict another experience. We're gonna depict a festival experience. So this will be a little bit of illustrative piano and a lovely improv festival.
Of both of us.
Okay.
Or at the festival together.
Okay. Where do we start?
From the entrance gate.
That would make sense. You want to do a dialogue? Or?
Yeah, so I was thinking, nice. Actually, how about if, yes, and I don't have my glasses, so I can't see well. So you have to tell me what is
there. Oh, my gosh. This is just like when I was watching Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Oh, good.
I love that show. All right, so we're at the entrance. What does the entrance of a festival sound like? No. We finally made it.
It smells fantastic.
I smell so much food, popcorn.
What does the entrance look like? I'm picturing...
Right, you forgot your glasses.
Are there pennants?
There are so many flags of different colors. There's a big sign. One of the letters is out. It says, best festival error.
Error.
Well, let's go inside.
All right. Oh, boy, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
They're all smiling, it looks like. There's a joyfulness in their gait.
There's a joyfulness in the air. Are you hungry, or do you want to check out the rides?
Let's go on a ride, please.
Sweet. Ferris wheel, here we come.
Ooh. How tall is this Ferris wheel?
It's a really tall Ferris wheel. I don't know if we can handle this. Do you think we can handle this?
I'm locked in and ready.
I'm looking up at it again. Oh my gosh. I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of falling. But let's do this. Where are those tickets? Did you have the tickets?
Let me check my pockets too. Nope.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wait. I have the app on my phone.
Festival app. How many tickets does it say you have on your app? Here, let's open the app.
Wait, it's still loading. Still loading. Oh, there we go. Oh, it's good for right now.
Right. Excuse me, Mr. Ferris wheel man. We'd like to go on this very big, crazy Ferris wheel.
I'm a little nervous.
It's okay. All right, let's go. Hasn't started yet. We're seated. Oh, here we go.
Oh, my feet are off the ground.
Gosh, I hate when this thing swings back and forth.
I'll stop
moving.
Wow.
You can see everything from up here.
The horizon colors are beautiful. The blue sky has wispy white clouds.
But if you look over to the left, the clouds are so fluffy. You can see everything coming and everything going from here.
We're on the cusp as we float between the clouds and the earth.
Oh, we're going back down.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Ooh, that little dip down here. It's funny, we were up, and here we go again.
Oh my gosh.
Why is the...
That never gets old! Going all the way up here. Oh gosh. We're stopped.
Oh. Hey, we're lucky. We're second from the top. Look at those...
Oh, here we go down again. Well, that was fun.
Thanks. Where do we go next?
Let's get some food. I'm starving. Do you see any really weird, fun festival food? chocolate covered something. Who knows? Chocolate covered toilet paper. They come up with everything. I wouldn't eat that, by the way. Sorry, they're just really, really large marshmallows. Wow, that smells good. What is that? It smells like peanut butter a little bit.
It's mixing in with a fried smell.
Fried peanut butter.
Oh.
Fried peanut butter pretzels, it looks like.
Ooh.
Outrageous prices.
Next.
Next. No, I want the peanut butter pretzels.
Okay, let's go back. Let's
pony
go
up the cash.
We got to live while we can.
What does this taste like? Oh my gosh, this is delicious.
Getting stuck to my molars.
There's chocolate on the inside of the pretzel. What a nice day at the festival.
So, what is the main attraction we're going to now? The highlight.
I heard there's a whale.
Oh, let's go see the whale. Let's go see the whale.
In the tent.
Oh, this is amazing. It's a giant tank with an orca whale.
But it's the size of my thumb. What is going on here?
Why am I sitting on a thimble?
They say that this whale is full size. But it's the size of my thumb in this giant tank. What an attraction.
And now it's doing flips in the air. Thump.
I got splashed. What the heck? It's the size of my thumb. I don't understand. Oh, physics, I was never your friend.
I think it might be perspective.
It's so cute. Do you see a sign that says what its name might be?
Whisthole.
Adorable.
I love you, Whisthole.
Oh, I'm feeling a little tired. Are you ready to go?
Okay. Thanks for taking me to the fair.
Thanks for joining me. That was a really fun festival experience.
We should have gone and seen the piano player.
Yeah, yeah. The piano dueling. Then I'm illustrating over here. Just we'll do that for depicting a saloon experience or some Western
Amber versus
movie.
Amber piano duo.
I can't believe you forgot your glasses.
I know. Oh, wait, you know what? Here they are.
That serves us a lot of good now that we're home.
So, I was wondering if you had anything in the curiosity corner.
Oh, I always have plenty in the curiosity corner. In the curiosity corner today, our first note is, how come rocks are so easily stuck in sandals? This one I say because I have so much personal experience. Flip-flops are open on every side except your foot kind of covers one edge. But if you get a rock between the bottom of your foot and the top of your sandal, you will never get it out without, like...
digging your finger in?
Yeah, it's like... I can't explain. It doesn't make any sense to me how this shoe is so open and there's no way the rock could jump out. It's like when a fly gets stuck in your house and you've got a window sitting open. Or in your car, they're like, duh, where do I go? It's like towards the... air. A rock isn't, you know, alive, but still, I just don't understand. You know, I'm shaking my foot, I'm doing weird poses. People are like, I've never seen yoga like that before. But like, I just can never get a rock out if it gets. I can't even say into my shoe. it's a flip-flop, you know? It's open. It's not going into a shoe.
That our shoes and sandals and flip-flops toss up so many little things off the ground and into the air is surprising.
True. That's true.
Because I get in my Tevas, you know, so it's strapped in, and I don't understand how it's not like somebody kicked something at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stepped on something, and then it curled around and jumped into my Teva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that one. It's just always surprising to me. I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but it's not like a regular shoe. It's a flip-flop. It's a small pebble, and I cannot ever get the pebble out once it's in between my foot and the sandal, you know, until I really have to, like, take my sandal off almost. And it's unreal.
You're curious about that because it's so...
It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
The next one is, what is up with the iPhone weather app?
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, it always was right before I updated my phone one time. Okay, I shouldn't say it was always right. It was off by maybe an hour. You know, it'd show the layout for the day. Even, you know, I'd be very specific to my area in, you know, the city. And it'd be off by maybe an hour, but it'd always tell me the right stuff. I updated my phone one time, and I wasn't going to throw this on the curiosity corner until I realized other people were bringing it up. Other, like, strangers, people I met at the store, would be on their phone and saying, like, what is going on with this? I was like, it's you too! It's not just me! But the weather app wouldn't even get the weather right if it had already happened. It's just...
Ah, yes.
Something is wrong. It'd say cloudy and rainy all day, and then it's gorgeous, and it's sunny, and it's, like, specific to an area of the city. It's not like I'm mapping the whole city and saying, what's the weather? It's like, what's the weather for this small neighborhood that I'm in?
That's the tricky part, because if you just do Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
There's a big range because we're right on the Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So just a few blocks even sometimes is the difference between hot and cold.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's just strange to me that it always seemed to work before.
Mm.
And now it's like... And, you know, I'm all over the place, actually. Sometimes I'm here in River West, sometimes I'm in Shorewood, sometimes I'm over downtown, and it always just seems to be off. And I mean way off.
All right, I'm gonna take a look at that for you and fix it.
Sure. Why is quicksand so slow? But you caught it this time. Oh, puns. Every time. Oh, puns.
I feel like I don't hear about quicksand as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Mainly.
John Mulaney, the comedian, kind of talks about that. He's like, when I was a child, one of my biggest fears was quicksand, and now I grow up and you don't even hear about it.
Oh, funny, because like I think I blame cartoons.
That's what he said.
There we go.
Yeah.
Shout out to John Mulaney.
How come... Oh, this one's funny. How come babies wear phrases that don't match how they're feeling? This is specifically because I'm a nanny, but when a baby is wearing a shirt that says, I'm a ball of sunshine, or, you know, and they're, like, screaming at me, it's like, really? You are? Okay. I remember this one day, the baby was having a particularly tough time, and I just remember it was cold outside, we were going to go for a walk, and I was putting these socks on him that said, I am a blessing. And he was so angry that day. And I'm like, please don't do this. I care about you so much. And looking at those socks, it was like the universe saying, ha ha. He's not going to feel good today. So ha ha. These are the only socks that were clean. You know what I mean? So
screaming and crying shirts would be a little bit... I don't know. Those might sell well.
There are those, you know, those ones that are like, I'm too cute to be a troublemaker. Yeah. Or me get into trouble? No. So
it is the only time you can dress up a human and put something silly on it.
Except if you are a costume designer. for like Alice in Wonderland. The last one is, why can't ladies put on mascara with their mouths closed?
So let me pretend you're putting mascara on. Let me see you. Oh, yeah. You have to. It draws back the face or something. Do it with your mouth shut now. Oh, unnatural and uncomfortable. All right.
It is interesting.
The prep face is different than the show face.
I think it's kind of like if you breathe,
I do.
You'll mess it up. I don't know if that's it. I think that plays into it, but for me, it's like if I breathe through my nose, I might breathe too heavy, and if I'm ever putting mascara on, it kind of...
I'm going to have to check, because I think
it's probably a combination of things, but I think it has to do with breathing a little bit.
I wonder, because when I put in my contact lenses, and granted, that's a much quicker thing, I wonder if my mouth is open.
No, mine definitely is.
For contact lenses?
I can do it with my mouth closed. It is kind of like mascara. It's more comfortable. Maybe it's because it's something to deal with the eyes.
Right.
Like you're trying to breathe really lightly so that you don't stab your eye. That would be bad. That'd be very, very bad.
So I was just wondering what's your first memory that you have is? How old were you? What was going on? And not the first one, you know, because that's hard to pinpoint, but what are your earliest memories?
Earliest memories are taking a picture with my mom in the front room of our first house. And I remember my parents saying we moved away from there when I was 3. So I do clearly remember standing with my mom in the front room before we moved away. And I was wearing a jean jacket that she just put this jean jacket on me, and she crouched down on the floor and turned and said, "Okay, smile," and she had us take a picture. And I've seen that picture since then. So maybe that's why it's like locked in, everything that happened right before that picture.
And so when you describe what you see when you have that memory, do you see yourself or do you see your point of view?
My point of view, for sure. I don't see anything of myself. I remember the feeling of my mom putting the jean jacket on. It was a little rough because I was having trouble. So I remember her kind of like wrestling it on me a little bit and then going, okay, we're good. it was a tough, I don't know if I'd ever worn a jean jacket before that. I remember the smell of the room. That's typically something I remember when I remember memories. But the smell of the room was kind of that cloth, slight mustiness of like carpeting, a carpeted room. I just remember all the walls were white. There was some dark wood in the room. I can't remember. It was a little crowded in there. And I remember how my mom smelled, like her nice, like perfumey smell, sort of. It didn't smell like nasty chemically perfume. It was just kind of like a nice, like, I'm a lady and I'm your mom fragrance. Yeah, so I kind of remember a lot of the smells. And I remember, you know what I remember specifically? I remember seeing it from my point of view when I was that short. Mm. I remember how big the room looked. I remember that. So
that was one of my, years ago, my dad asked me, to think of my first memory, and it came to me kind of quickly where it was, I was walking on the kitchen floor,
mm-hmm.
and my dad picked me up, and I remember thinking, oh, this is a different perspective as I'm level with the cupboards
really?
In the kitchen.
Cool.
So, then there's the memories that we don't have that are from before 3 years old, and our brains were just different. We were almost like different creatures. We were like tadpoles and now we're frogs. So it's like, how well does the frog remember the tadpole experience? And I was wondering if you can make up a song now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost from the child that you're the nanny of.
What,
you know, speak for the voiceless, the babies that who we've forgotten their plight. We've forgotten how, you know, what their day is like.
Oh.
Is that something that...
You know what? This is really funny that you brought this up. At the end of today, there are many birthdays going on today. My mom's birthday, my friend Ashley's, baby Rosabella, she's turning a year old. I was gonna do like a baby envisioning her own birthday song.
Oh my goodness. So wait, is that the mom song?
No, so that's another one. There's just so many birthdays to celebrate.
So do you want to give it...
I can bump that song up and we can try and do like a baby, a one-year-old baby visualizing, like if they somehow, the only thing they're aware of is that it's like, is the feeling you get for your birthday. So they know it's a big day. So they're letting their mind run wild with everything that a one-year-old birthday entails. So let's try that out.
That'd be great.
Okay. Here, I'll throw together some chords here. Yeah, this is about to be a crazy, like... Sorry, I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh, no, you're doing great. I was clearing my throat, too.
Oh. Here, that sounds better. Here. There's something about today. There's something about today. I can feel it. I can feel it. Mommy is looking at me in that very special way. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's my birthday. I can feel it. What would I want on my birthday? What would I want? Prancing ponies of all different colors, prancing around my whole yard. I want coats because the sleeves are so interesting. Yes, so many coats. One time that we went to the zoo, the one time that we went to the zoo, those birdies that were black and white were great. I think she called them penguins. Oh, I know. Penguins wearing coats. I want penguins wearing coats. So many penguins wearing coats and eating apples. how I love applesauce. It's my birthday, and I want everything in pink. It's my birthday. Mommy keeps saying the word princess. She shows me pictures, they all wear such pretty dresses. I wanna be a princess. The best princess of all. Say all the things that I want for my birthday today. I want flowers. Applesauce. I said that already, but I want more. I want to be with Mommy and Daddy all day. And cats! Lots of coats. Trees. And I want my kiddie pool. I want all the seasons at once. And my rain boots. Oh my gosh. Here comes the cake. Oh my gosh. Many colors, and it tastes so good. Won't someone please pick me up so I can get to my cake? I know it's mine, 'cause it's mine.
That was very nice. Sounded like a happy birthday.
Yeah. Babies really like coats.
Did you like coats with nice sleeves?
You know, I don't know, but I know babies like normal things a whole lot more than their own toys, so.
You know what a beautiful place is when you're a child? Coat bed at a party at your house, or one of the beds in the house has everybody's coats.
Oh, yeah.
The smells of everybody.
Yeah, that is a funny thing to note. All of them smell very different. Yeah, it's kind of like walking into a zone of stranger smells. Yeah, like all in the same vicinity. So.
Huh, that was nice. What was the name of that song, by the way, that you just made up?
The baby birthday song?
Baby birthday song.
So, I'm thinking maybe I'll go into part two of Things Most Houses Need.
Yes, this list is very useful for me. It makes me conscious of how should I set up my apartment that I just moved into?
You know, some people don't sit down and stare at their rooms like I do. The layout of a room will bother and inspire me so much that I really will sit down sometimes in the room and look at every single thing in that room and say, where is a good place for this and that? You know, you got to start with the big furniture and I don't know. Having an organized room is having an organized mind, in my opinion. I'm about to revamp my room again to kind of serve where I'm at in life right now. There's a couple things that in the room that just aren't good for me anymore, so they need to go.
Example.
I have this dresser that's the bottom drawer is kind of broken down. I never really liked where it was placed to begin with. I have a tough upstairs to work with because the ceiling is in attic shape. So I just want to get all my clothes in this one area. It would make a lot of sense to me to get the clothing and jewelry all in one area. I want to stop running from room to room. I want to get my hampers in the same area as the clothing. It's just really tough to fit everything when the ceiling is such a weird shape, but I am about to solve all of these problems.
Slanted, you're under the roof.
Yes.
So you have that little, what do you do along the edges? What short right. things do you put there?
Right. And you know what? For the most part, I keep it clear because it's just such a weird style to me. But I just do my best to kind of keep it clear and open. There's one area of the room that's a square. It's like a regular room. And then with the rest of it, you know, I sleep there because it's, you know, I'm laying down. It's not a big deal to have to be able to stand up and reach around. And the other side, I've made sort of a low couch lounge area where I do some homework. So I'm always sitting in that area.
Is there a box for Lavender the cat?
That's at Alexei's place.
Ah.
But I would like to have a separate box for her to use if she ever comes
over. Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry. I meant a box to sleep in.
Oh, my, to sleep in. No, she's got her cat tower and my, you know, face. So that's always great. Oh, cats. But here's a few more things that I say most houses should have, because it's not going to work for every house. On the last portion of this, we mentioned an area that is organized to store all of your decor items for holidays. Not meaning the actual, you know, decor that you put up on your house, but meaning the wrapping paper, tape, scissors, having it all handy in one area. And you can get it all out when you need it and put it all away and it just stays there. So you're not going out and spending a lot more money every time when your wrapping paper gets crushed or lost or, you know, if you've got it all organized, you can resort to it every single year for every birthday throughout the year, everything. Another thing we mentioned was an entryway area where you have your mail basket, storage for shoes, key hooks, trays for loose change, all in one place. Everything you need to... It's kind of like a landing strip for everything that you throw down when you walk in the room. So if you pay attention and see, like, oh, I always immediately put my purse down and take off my sunglasses, make a space for that, you know?
The amount of time that I've looked for things, if I had that spent that time...
Yes.
Learning to play the piano.
I've been in both situations where looking around for things has cost me so much extra time, and now I'm past that and I prepare enough and have enough of these areas where everything has a home and I know where it is, that and every day I notice how much time I save, and I can never get over how helpful it is. Like, true testament to just having a place for everything. Or just even laying out your clothes ahead. It's just one less thing you have to do. But some of these new things most houses need. Something I notice everywhere I go, a garbage by the dryer in the laundry room for when you're clearing off the lint screen.
Have to have that. Otherwise you have a growing tumbleweed.
Right. Or it just goes everywhere. You know, for your dryer sheets that if they fall out immediately, you can just throw it away right away. You know, don't let it clutter up your upstairs. Yeah.
I have a tip that I haven't heard other people talk about it, but it's really obvious.
Okay.
So for most of the year, I wear socks and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, I'll take off my socks and get into bed. But in the summer, I'm barefoot quite a bit.
Okay.
I take off my Tevas and I walk around barefoot. So then when I go to bed, I don't want to have all of the house filth and cat fur in my bed. So yeah. I have a little bath mat that I have next to my bed so I can wipe my feet. Seems like that, you know, I'm not the only one that's done that. It's just the obvious thing. But a bed mat for wiping your bare feet.
I like these, you know, you have a problem. It's probably a common problem, and you don't think about it a whole lot, but it's something, it's one of those, this is how I come to these solutions. It's the little things that nag you until you find a solution, and then you realize, like, other people might not know this. It's just those things around your house that nag you. Once you find a way to solve that problem, share it. But you're right. When I'm nannying, I cannot stand, you know what, this isn't just nannying, this is everywhere, but I cannot stand stepping in crumbs, in puddles of stuff, like in the kitchen, like little drips of water. I can't stand it. I wear socks, even if I'm inside, a lot, unless it's a carpeted floor. Mm-hmm. If it's a fluffy carpeted floor, I'm like, woohoo, you know? I'm like lavender. I just roll around.
And now on the piano, you're walking in the kitchen in your socks and you step in a little splash of water. And now
and that's when I melt down.
Strange how unhappy that can make you feel.
I'm sure it really does.
The Germans must have a word for that feeling when you step in water with a sock on.
Schlecht.
Sounds correct.
Bad. Just the word. But yeah, so there's a garbage by the dryer in the laundry room, and I also made a note of, and a change container, all the loose money that comes out, or just a container for little like business cards and stuff that gets kind of washed up. It's funny that you said a place to wipe your feet, because some people might neglect a place to wipe off your feet by your door. And I don't know if it's bothering you, and it's, I view it as kind of necessary.
If
you take your shoes off by the door.
In the Midwest, a mud room is a nice luxury that every house should have. But for some reason, there's not a little spot to sit down in every house to take off your boots.
Yeah.
You know you're going to be coming home with boots.
There's another one, yeah, a little chair. So when you're, that's a big thing that I would like to have, is at the foot of my bed, a place to put my shoes on, like to sit down. That's at a good level. I can bring my shoes over and sit down and put them on, because sometimes they have like little straps and stuff and little things I really gotta take time with. You know, if you're tying your shoes, you just want to sit down.
I love the little things that
make life, easier. Yeah. And then the last one was just a writing space with necessary stuff ready and handy, like a notepad, pen. You know how when you're on the phone, you're like, let me write that down. And then, and this is another one, you should have it. You should have this in your car. You should have a notepad that's just for, you know, if you got a pullover, if you get that phone call that you've been waiting for, you know, or, yeah, someone calls you back, oh, I have a slot for your appointment, just have pens, have a notepad, don't take them out of the car, keep them in that one spot in the car. It might also be useful to have a little trash in your things most houses and or cars should have. So that's that segment.
So we only have about 10 minutes left. And do you have a few songs to do?
I do. I have a song that I wrote on behalf of my mom, because it is her birthday, and it's just so convenient that it these birthdays always land on Saturdays, don't they? So this is going to be a little bit of, I have some ideas kind of thrown down, but it's going to be a little bit of improv, mostly based off feelings. But yeah, I have a couple notes that I wanted to make sure I note. And other than that, I'm going to kind of just say what I feel, play what I feel, So that's how we're going to do it. I'm going to scoot this paper over so I can see it a little better. Every time I take it off, I got to retape it.
Because of all of the grime on the piano?
Not the grime, just the wood chipping, sort of. It's a beautiful... I love when pianos have character. I do. It's one of my many favorite things.
This piano's had many fingers on it.
Well, now I feel good.
And I've washed it recently.
So what did I have for this? Let's see. All right, I'm going to grab a quick drink of water and then make this happen. So, I just want to make sure that my throat is clear, because with the singing, it's always like, it kind of gets jammed up right before a song, and that's no fun. That's not helpful. All right, so here's Mom's birthday song. It's been so long. Since you took me to that first day of school. It's been so long. Since that first day. That first day that I don't remember. When you held me that first day. So much time has passed since then, and I just wanted to say that all these years passing by have led us all these different ways. And mother, I'm glad I have a friend in you. You help me through everything I do. I'm glad I have a friend in you. Every time we talk, every time you laugh. It's been hard to get here, and we've been through so much. But Mom, today is your special day. I have a lot that I remember about you. I remember all the music you played. I remember every school day with your help. I remember all the things you wear, and watching you get ready and doing up your hair. I remember all the stores that we went to. I remember all the songs we sang. I remember every Halloween and holiday with you. I'm playing this now. Without you, I wouldn't know how as much, because you always push me to learn this piano stuff. Even though I thought it was really, really tough. And Mom, you're in a good place. You make people happy with a smile on your face. I love you, Mom, and I want you to have a very special birthday. There are many people who love you, Mom.
Very sweet.
My nice long mom birthday song.
And now we're almost out of time.
We are.
What are you going to do next to round out the hour?
Well, I'd like to mention that the Fringe Festival is going on. It's going to be a very fun event.
Milwaukee Fringe Festival, right. The first one. When is that?
It is today and tomorrow, the 27th and 28th, I believe, from noon to 10 p.m. I just met with Anja yesterday. She's running a booth there.
The Advice Tent.
La Procette Advice Tent, yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So, how that's going to work is a person can come up to the tent with one specific problem in their life. We can help you narrow down what that problem is. And when you walk through the advice tent quietly, because there's no speaking, you show your problem to various characters that use their typewriters.
Amazing
to type
people.
Up. Right. They type up their perspective of advice for you. And you get to put it in your special passport. But it is part of a project. So you don't end up getting to keep the passport, because it must be held, the physical passport, for a later exhibition where you can see all the questions and advice. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and it's just, you can go down there and there's no ticket to get in. You just walk in and
it's free. You can
it's
take
amazing.
Pictures of your advice and lay at a later date.
Ooh,
if you'd like
start
to
start playing the piano. We got to go.
It's been fun.